You are listening to Hope for Women with Father Wounds, Episode 6, How Fathers Impact Our Self-Worth. I am your host, Kia Stevens. This podcast is for women who have experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship as a result of divorce, abandonment, abuse, incarceration, addiction, or a physically present but an emotionally absent father. The aim of this podcast is to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God, the Father. How many of you never heard your earthly father say, "I love you," growing up? Asked the minister. I was a little apprehensive to answer such a personal and private question publicly, but as I watched several hands go up all around me, I decided to raise my hand too, only to look to my immediate right and see the hand of my mother raised as well. My grandfather was the previous pastor of the church I grew up in, so as you can imagine, I was shocked. Although my grandfather was a great and honorable man, he was not an affectionate father. It was sobering to discover my mother and I both shared this experience. In 34 years, the subject never came up between her and I. Why would it? The absence of your father's affection is not an everyday topic of conversation. And before I started the Father Swap blog, I often remained quiet when the subject of fathers and daughters came up. I did not want people to know my father-daughter relationship wasn't etched in a storybook. So my silence became the security blanket I wrapped up in while secretly hoping someone could relate to me. And when I found a woman with a similar background, I felt an instant sense of camaraderie, like we were sisters of an unfortunate kind. We were women who grew up without our fathers. And whereas men grow up without their fathers too, the impact is different on a girl and a woman. That is because a father has their daughter's heart, and when he leaves, he takes a piece of it with him. He leaves us longing to be known, loved, told we are beautiful, confident, capable, and worthy of being treated with respect. We need this not just when we are entering the dating world, but we need this at every stage of development as we grow and mature, which is why so many women reach out to their fathers when they become adults. I saw this in a young reader who asked me about contacting her father. She questioned whether it would be a good idea since she had never met him. Tucked within the subtext of her inquiry was the fear that reaching out to her dad could be more painful than not reaching at all. I understood the apprehension in her email. Every woman with an absentee dad knows any attempt to connect with her father might result in rejection. No one wants to be ignored or dismissed, especially by her daddy. As women, we live with an innate longing to be cherished by our fathers. We are wired to flourish in his praise. Even if the relationship is muddied with abandonment and painful memories, the desire to know and connect with our dad persists. So we weigh the pros with the cons and evaluate whether to pursue a dad who hasn't or isn't pursuing us. Despite the potential to be brushed off, I recommended she connect with her dad, but only after processing her pain first.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
18 years ago, I needed this same advice. I was in college when a friend shared how she wrote a letter to her father. She penned all the major events he missed and invited him back into her life. This is doable, I thought. So one day, I sat at the computer and I typed a 2-page letter giving the chronological rundown on everything from elementary to high school. When I came home on holiday breaks, I stole pictures from my mom's photo albums and I gave them to my father. I called him and initiated outings. I invited him over to the house. I visited, sent cards, prayed, and believed. I did everything I could do. The expectation was that my efforts would produce a made-for-TV father-daughter relationship. With a little effort, I could snap my fingers and poof, instant bonding. It didn't work like that. We did begin a relationship, but it was like meeting a stranger over and over again. I underestimated the barriers between my dad and I. Time, culture, pain, fear, beliefs, mistrust, distance, expectations, and lifestyle choices, to name a few. Like swimming against the current, forging a relationship with my dad was difficult. I never anticipated that it would be. I thought hard work would manifest the ideal father-daughter relationship I longed for. It did not. What I failed to realize was my perspective needed to change. The impetus for pursuing my father had been centered around me, my needs, my wants, my expectations, my ideals, my hurt. Although the initial pursuit of my daddy seemed noble, I was motivated by selfish gain. And some might argue that I was justified in my all-about-me state. After all, didn't I deserve to be fathered, loved, and cherished? The truth I had to embrace was initiating a relationship with my daddy in hopes of receiving his love and affirmation was a risky and sometimes futile attempt. There is great danger in placing the responsibility of our needs on anyone other than God. I wanted my father to make up for years of validation that I missed. I wanted him to affirm me, tell me that he loved me, that I was the apple of his eye, and he would fight for me. I wanted the security that a father provides for a girl, but that longing was setting me up for failure. Big time. Although these are natural things for a girl to desire from her father, if she does not receive them, she has to learn to receive her security and validation from God. When we obligate another person to fill our emotional bucket, we set ourselves up for disappointment. The ache of a father's love is a temporary description and not a permanent definition of our souls. We are not defined by what we did not receive growing up, but by our Father in heaven. We must replace the ache in our souls with the truth of God's word. He says we are loved. Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord appeared to us in the past saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. Romans 8:29-30 says we are wanted. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. 1 Peter 2:9 says that we are valued. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Romans 8:15 says we are fathered. The spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you have received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. Psalms 139:14 says that we are beautiful. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Romans 15:7 says we are accepted. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. Exodus 14:14 says we are protected. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Philippians 4:19 says we are taken care of, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Proverbs 31:25 says we are secure. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. So what about you? Are you allowing yourself to be defined by what you did not experience with your earthly dad? If so, come out from behind the shadows. Join the sisterhood of women who are owning their past and embracing a bright future with a God who loves them immensely. Whether your dad is deceased, absent, divorced, unavailable, incarcerated, or you don't know who he is, sis, there is hope for you. hope to be healed, hope to be secure, hope to be free, completely free, hope to be satisfied with the love of God. Yes, there is hope for women with Father Wounds. This was episode 6 of Hope for Women with Father Wounds. I am your host, Kia Stevens. Join me for episode 7, How the Absence of a Father Impacts Communication with the Opposite Sex.
Hope for Women with Father Wounds is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review so that more listeners can find us. You can learn more about Kia Stevens and her ministry, The Father Swap, by visiting kiastevens.com and fatherswap.com. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Steven Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, just head over to lifeaudio.com.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
All we need is grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.